Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Richard Page, the lead singer of Mr. Mister, came down to the Mark in the Morning anniversary show and sounded this good. I mean, he brought the house down.
It was incredible.
Well, Gina and I were at rehearsal the day before, and it was just a precursor. He had a standing ovation at rehearsal.
That was almost, in a way, that was bigger. I mean, you and I were standing up in our chairs, and we were the only ones in the middle of the room in chairs, clapping, like clapping along.
Which, I'm just an idiot white guy. I can't I mean.
Yeah, it was pretty tragic. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like. Platypus.
All right, people.
Walking.
Lot of show today. The actress Selma Blair freaks out on an airplane and has to be taken off the airplane on a stretcher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll give you full details. Are you interested in a second and third wife? There is a website that allows you to do exactly that. What is the perfect first date? People that are in the know, weigh in. Donald Trump's campaign is basically out of money. Oh. Get it, Richard. An NFL rookie, and they do this a lot, when an NFL rookie goes to camp, you know, they'll duct tape him to the goalpost or whatever. I do love this one. A guy got punked over the weekend, and it's a unique way that they did it. What saved a guy's life when he was struck by lightning in his home?
Ooh.
Maybe I can give you the first half of it, and then you guys guess.
Is this going to be a how did this happen? Like the cow catapult?
I think so.
Yes!
I think so, if you can figure it out. What were you not born with, or what do you not have that most other people do?
Pride.
We have the redneck word of the day. Chick on the street heads to Burger King for another round of the fastest fast food. Gina is going to eat salad today while trending. I'm so pumped.
Okay.
And then Kostaki, very funny. He has his own NFL football podcast. We speak with him today. All of this is Mark in the Morning. So the question looms, what did you do on the first day of summer? Now, I alone know the proper way to celebrate the first day of summer. Mm. And that is by going and having my third root canal in a month.
God.
And that's what I did. I went and laid on the dentist chair. And it's funny because what they do, this particular guy, he is a specialist. All he does all day is root canals.
What a life.
And so they numb you, and then they take this steel thing and they put it over the tooth that's going to be worked on, and they connect to that a rubber, piece of rubber that's about like this wide,
yeah.
and it's got a brace. So nothing can get into your mouth and you can barely breathe. And since I couldn't speak at all, the dentist and the assistant, they just talk about everything. And like, I'm not there. All I could do was listen. And they got that. So I got a root canal. A lot of fun. Really, really great one.
I'm sorry, you said because of this rubber thing you couldn't speak at all?
Right.
Did Linda ask to take it home? Sorry, you were saying.
What are you saying?
I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't have no idea. I must have been having a stroke.
You'll get a kick out of this. So the workouts that I do are P90X. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the company. And the guy that is, you know, you're watching basically a DVD, and Tony Horton is the trainer. And Tony talks constantly through the entire 1 hour of that. And Matt asked me if I could get him a P90X workout. So I did. And my son Matthew and his fiance Eleni, they were doing the P90X workouts. Midway through one of them, Eleni turns to Matt and goes, I feel like I'm working out with your father. So I assume I talk quite a bit. Then we did do a great thing. After dinner last night, Skeeter and I took a boat ride.
Oh, that's lovely.
Shockingly, a lot of boats out for a Monday afternoon. But yeah, we took a boat ride. However, I think the topic of the day, yesterday it was 194 degrees in Southern California, and Mikey's air conditioning went out.
Yep.
He spent the entire morning waiting for them to call him.
He was pissy.
He was. He you know how sometimes I say I'm going to write a sternly worded letter?
Yeah.
Mikey left a sternly worded phone message to them.
Very passive aggressive, by the way.
Thank you.
So, Mikey.
Hi, this is Mikey. Oh, you know, I could be better if you came here and got my air conditioner.
Well, they ask you, how are you doing today? My air's not working. How do you think I'm doing? Don't ask stupid questions.
Did you eventually hear from them?
Yes, at about 10, 15 or so. And they alerted me.
Wait, PM?
Oh, AM. They called me back and said, we're so sorry. We're not going to be able to get to you today. The earliest we can get to you is between 2 and 6 tomorrow, which would be today. And I was not happy. And they explained to me there's, you know, everybody's AC's out, and I'm not the only. It's a company where they have, like, memberships, and I'm an elite member, but there's 30 elite members ahead of me that they have to get to. So I'm like, all right, fine, I get it. I get to my house, and it's about 82 degrees. This is about 11 in the morning. Oh. It's 82 in the house. I'm like, all right, I can deal with this. This isn't bad. I kid you not, by 1:30, it was 99 degrees inside my house.
No.
And I'll do Gina. No.
So I call them, and I said, look, it's 99 degrees in my house. I understand you got calls in front of me, but I'm in the hottest part of the valley right now, and if you have a call in Malibu, can't you scratch them
off?
They live by the beach. They don't need, it's 85. They don't need it, you know? So, no, we're sorry. We can't do that. I'm like, all right. I decided to go to the internet and see where I can find a hotel that allows three pets.
There you go.
There are no hotels within 15 miles, I don't even think in the whole city of LA, that allow cats because we have two cats and a dog. And we can't board our cats because they've got issues. So 3 o'clock, I call him up and I'm like, look, I have an old dog who's panting. I mean, he's breathing so heavy. I have two old cats. You guys have got to do something. Can I speak to a manager? The manager's out to lunch, whatever.
Of course.
So,
you've been saying that all day.
My brother saves the day and says, go to Fry's, buy a portable air conditioner. So I did that. As soon as I get home and put the portable air conditioner together, Mr. Sherry, we actually have room for you.
Oh.
And we'll be there in about 25 minutes.
Wow.
So, but
now you have two air conditioners.
Yeah. But the amazing thing is with two air conditioners on, they finally got it working about 5 o'clock. With two air conditioners on, it didn't cool off until this morning I woke up. It was finally at 75 degrees in the house.
Wow.
Took all night to cool off the house.
That's a sad story.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
I went, stepped 5 feet out of my house, went to the beach all day.
Yeah, you suck.
Well, I once was MC for the Miss Alabama contest. And so Linda and I went, and we were staying in whatever hotel there was to stay in. The air conditioner was not working for the entire hotel.
Ew.
It was impossible to sleep because you're just covered in sweat.
Yeah.
What did we wind up doing?
Sleeping in the mini fridge.
Hot, sweaty sex at 3 in the morning.
Oh.
So good. No. So great. Because we tried to go to sleep. Neither one of us could. So one thing led to another, and boom, my brother.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And yesterday on Conan, Kumail Nanjiani, the stand-up comic who's also on Silicon Valley, let's talk about a story of when he saw someone with the most confidence. And Mark, you can relate to this very well.
I'm excited.
Here we go.
Well, I was like 8 years old. I'm at my friend's birthday party.
Where is this now?
This is in Karachi, Pakistan.
Okay.
While I'm talking to him, I noticed that this kid has like pooped himself. But it's not like a little bit. This is like the day's, you know? This is like
into his trousers.
Into his trousers, and it's just there, and he's just like talking to me and laughing and like gesturing, and I notice it, and I'm not trying to call him out. I just notice it, and I go, oh, hey, you have poop in your pants. And he looks at me dead in the eyes, and he goes, "That's not poo, that's party cream."
What?
And then he went and got another slice of cake. I want to be as confident as that kid. Why I'm talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay. This was not. There was one time I did myself, Conan. Okay. I did.
I swear to God, I was not trying to steer us at all into this direction.
Fine. I wasn't sick or anything. I was at work. And I didn't even feel like I needed to go to the bathroom. It was like, one moment there was no poop in my pants. And then, it almost felt like someone else my pants.
There you go.
That's great.
Good dog.
So our general manager, Peter Burton, has been working on something. Let me tell you about Peter. One day I got an email, a text from Dave, and he wanted to get on the phone with me, Peter, and Dave because I had said something and a group had complained. And this really sums up Peter. So I get on the phone with him and I said, "I know what this is about." And he goes, "What?" And I mentioned the group that had complained. And he goes, "F those bastards. Who cares what they think?" That's Peter. So we have been, no, not we. Gino's laughing because that is Peter. That's just balls to the wall, Peter. And then when I introduced Lynyrd Skynyrd at Doheny, Peter and his wife came, and Chris Santoyo went and got, somebody had left me a bottle of scotch.
Our events planner guy.
Yes, and the Doheny didn't sell any. They sold beer and wine, uh-huh. But no hardly. So Chris Santoyo went and got that bottle. Peter and I hid the bottle under the table and spent the evening just pouring it like nobody's going to know when we're bending over like this under the table. Anyway.
You're like moonshiners.
Peter has been working on something for months, and it's now official. We, this radio station, is now the official Rams station, the Los Angeles Rams. So if you want to listen to Rams football on the radio, this is where you'll come. It was announced yesterday.
These are my bells of happiness.
And so Dave immediately got to work and put together a fun jingle based on classic rock.
Rams are back in the LA city. They'll be winning.
Well, the guy that does that does a great job. So we're all excited. We are the official Los Angeles Rams radio station. So if you want to hear the games, you will tune to us. Now, if entertainment writer Roger Friedman is to be believed, the promoters of the 2-weekend Desert Trip Festival in October invited Led Zeppelin, but to no avail. Friedman writes, "They turned down $14 million to play the Ocala Desert Trip shows this fall. My sources say that Jimmy Page was all for it, but Robert Plant would not agree to any kind of reunion. Reportedly, Jimmy went nuts," one source told him. "He really, really wanted to do it."
That's not really good business, because they're about to possibly owe around $14 million, maybe more. So this might be a good opportunity for them to get ahead of this court case.
Well, Ocala couldn't be bigger as it is, but just imagine if you had 2 weekends of a Led Zeppelin reunion, just a two-off.
Oh, that's insane.
I mean, that
when you put it like that, that makes me think that the other dudes, all the other classic rock legends, would probably say, no, you're not going to overshadow us. We have Bob Dylan, we have Paul McCartney. You do your own concert.
So now, we get up at just the ridiculous early time. We go to bed early, too. As Amy says, we go to bed at 5.
Yep.
So I'm in the studio. Linda's outside, and I'm preparing the show. And she opens the door, and she said, "Mark, you've got to come outside." So we go outside, and she goes, "Look at that." And I look up, and the moon is red. It's called a strawberry moon.
Yeah.
And she looked it up. She says, "According to the Telegraph, for the first time since 1967, the summer solstice will coexist with a strawberry moon. This full moon was named by North American tribes who believed it indicated the start of strawberry picking season. Despite its name, the strawberry moon will not glow pink or red." And that's crap, because it did.
Yeah, I missed it. Was it cool?
It was. Ours was pinkish red. It was. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, because of the color of the moon, there were just a few scattered clouds.
Mm.
The color of the moon made them pink.
Oh, man.
So I will say, that was one time where it was worth dropping my pen and going outside to check and see what God made for us all. There's already somebody on the phone for 5 seconds for $35. I told you, everybody's talking about this thing more. What's happening in the world of trending? Here's Gina Grad.
Well, a 19-year-old British man tried stealing a police officer's gun to kill GOP presidential contender Donald Trump during a weekend rally in Vegas. He's facing one count of attempting to commit an act of physical violence on restricted grounds. Firefighters working to stop two brush fires burning in Azusa and Duarte from combining into one massive blaze faced another day of wind and triple-digit temperatures. Excuse me, must be some smoke. The two brush fires broke out amid a blistering heat wave, forcing the evacuation of hundreds of homes, at least 750 in residents. It's crazy up there, and we're really wishing them good luck. Here's what's trending in sports. The Astros beat the Angels 10-7 last night, but they play them again today at 5:10. So, Mikey, don't worry too much. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Hey, Mark, what do we got coming up next?
We're going to talk to this idiot that's 30 minutes early for 5 seconds for $35.
Oh,
that's
perfect.
What's coming up.
I can't wait. First, a little Pretenders. This is Mark in the Morning.
All right. Let's go to the phones. James is calling from Oregon. James, do you realize that we're 20 minutes away from 5 seconds for $35?
I do now.
Well, James, we play the game at the same time every day, straight up at 7.
All right. So I listen to the podcast, which, so the times are a little different for me. But
I see.
But yeah, I knew it was a little bit early. I just wanted to get my spot in line, because I've tried a couple times.
So because he listens to the podcast at the same time every day, he was convinced that we did 5 seconds for $5 at like 6:40 p.m. every night.
Well,
exactly.
James, I tell you what, I'm going to go with you. If you hold for 20 more, I'm going to go with you. And
okay.
I'm going to ask a question that is very gettable.
All right.
You say that a lot, Mark.
I'm this time. it is. Even I could have answered this. The key to it, James, is can you come up with the answer in 5 seconds? See, that is what has everybody buzzing around
the
city.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. So, James, you're it. You stay on the phone. I'll come back to you in 20 minutes, okay?
Okay. Also, Mark, if you've got a little bit of time, I got something to tell you that's pretty interesting.
I'll be the judge of that.
What's that?
I'll be the judge of whether it's interesting or not. Go.
Okay, fair enough. So we've got, I work with high school students and middle school students.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend we have a camp coming up, and it's a Star Wars themed camp.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, a Star Wars themed camp. So what we're going to do is me and three other people are going to do characters, and we're going to be like team captains. So we make up our own like Star Wars characters. And my character is like the bad guy, so the Sith. So I've got this fun voice that I'm gonna use for the entire camp, and it's gonna be really awesome.
Yeah, okay, James, hold on. Mark, I see that look on your face. I know you are incredibly unimpressed right now, but I gotta tell you, just so you know, this is awesome!
Yeah, Stephanie, I'm gonna disagree. James, you said it was a fun story. It was a complete waste of my time. However, I'm still gonna use you.
Mark,
I'll talk to you in 20 minutes.
He's a Sith Lord, Mark!
Okay, this is going to be great.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
The new Beatles documentary, 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, directed by Ron Howard, will be shown in theaters on one day, September 16th, one day before it begins streaming on Hulu. Here's the trailer for it.
This is the greatest phenomenon of the century thus far.
Everybody, can you hear me?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we captured Liverpool and London. We were out to capture the world.
This mania was so much pressure.
We were kids. We were all pretty scared.
It's a miracle in a way they didn't go mad.
Well, we had each other, and we brought that to the music.
This looks so good, and there's never before seen footage in color of the Beatles. You know, they only toured 2 years.
What?
And then that's all they toured.
That's insane. Is it because that's all they had to tour, because they were the Beatles, or what?
They wanted to go into the studio and begin creating what became the Beatles. They just got tired of the mania. And they wanted to work in the studio and let that be it.
Mm.
So this is Ron Howard who's put this together. And I just seek out the trailer. Mikey, can you put it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook?
Yeah. We'll get it.
It's going to be so great. This never before seen footage. They interviewed Ringo and Paul currently today to remember back as to what it was like. So I'm telling you, September 16th, if you want to see it on the big screen, or you can wait because it'll start streaming on Hulu. So good. Yes. This right here is King. Get it, King. All right, let's go to Andy. He apparently is heading to Graceland this weekend, and he has questions. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm taking a road trip from L.A. to Memphis this weekend, and I thought I'd see Graceland and wanted to know if you knew any security guards I should talk to in particular. Tell them you said hi.
It's a valid question.
Look, I got thrown out of Graceland 20 years ago because of shenanigans from Mark and Brian, and I am a big listener of Elvis Radio, and they have a Friday trivia question, and so I signed up to play on the date that I was going to be there, and I was told, sure, absolutely, you're in. And then about a week later, I get a strange email that says, we already have somebody booked, sorry. So we get to Graceland, and they're setting up for the game. And Linda walked over and said, my husband would like to play the game if you don't have anybody. And he goes, is his name Mark? And she said, yes. And he said, he can't play. So I went over and I said, what is wrong? What did I do? He said, for some reason, the general manager will not allow you to play. So 20 years later, I am still banned from participating in Graceland crap.
I want to get into that small group. So seriously, if I throw out your name, I'm looking to get thrown out.
Yeah, listen, dude. You're first of all, this is one of the great things to do. You're going to have an absolute blast. It's an all-day thing by seeing the house and then seeing all the suits and then the museum where the cars and the motorcycles are. But the last thing you want to do is affiliate yourself with me.
So it's not the first thing I want to do.
Yeah, I really wouldn't do it. But you're going to have the best time. Give me a call when you get back and let me know what you thought.
Yeah, I sure will. I'll let you know if anybody still remembers.
Oh, no. They remember. I didn't get to play Elvis trivia because of it.
All right, my friend. I will let you know.
Talk to you soon. Enjoy Memphis and enjoy seeing Graceland. Jeannie, you've got to get that done.
Okay. I want to love you.
Paris Jackson is fighting back against internet trolls who have been criticizing her for not posting about her late dad, Michael Jackson, on Father's Day. She tweeted, quote, "If you try to harass somebody into posting online about a holiday, ask yourself, is this any of your business?" She then continued, "Having 8 tattoos dedicated to someone overrules a single post about them on a stupid social media account because of a holiday. Hashtag just my opinion." And have you seen her lately?
No, but I remember she's a stunning girl.
Absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous.
How old is she now?
Teenager? Probably in her early 20s, wouldn't
really?
You
really? I guess. I'm bad at that kind of stuff. I'm going to look her up right now.
Now, those of you that are Gina grad fans, today is her last day. Yeah. She's leaving.
Yeah.
For vacation.
Yeah.
You see what I did? You see what I did? Holy crap. Now, where are you going?
I'm going to Mexico.
Dude.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm super excited. I can't wait to get out of Dodge, you know, and just have a little adventure with me and my guy. But I watch so much Locked Up Abroad that, and so many things go wrong when I'm around that I am so afraid we're going to end up in jail.
Look, dude, I heard that they will basically throw you in jail for nothing.
Oh, God.
And then demand ransom or something.
Oh, no.
I just don't need to be a part of that going on.
I'm just trying to eat some food and paddleboard.
Now, you're doing it oddly. You're taking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
Why are you doing it midweek like that?
Is that weird?
Well, I just, you know, I usually work on Friday and come back on Monday.
No, that would have made a lot more sense, Mark. Thanks for asking. I also work on the Adam Carolla show.
Correct.
And he is off at these exact same days because he's doing live shows in Europe. So I thought, you know what? Let's just do it at least when one show's off the air and, you know, and nobody will notice.
I knew that was what it was. I was pretty sure that was going to be it, but I had to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your vacation. And by the way, trying to fill the shoes of Gina, we're going to bring back, remember Joe Walsh's daughter, Lucy Walsh?
I love Lucy Walsh.
She's going to do two of the days.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I think it's Thursday and Friday she's doing it. Who's the guy that I really enjoyed
John
when he came?
John Ross Bowie.
Okay, he's coming in
to
do one.
He's from Big Bang Theory and a ton of other shows.
And those of you that are fans of the Mark and Linda podcast, I think I'm going to get Skeeter down here one of the days. So we can get involved in some shenanigans there.
I'm actually going to miss you people. I hope nobody's too good, but I know you'll have a great time.
Now, this makes perfect sense. The music of the Purple One might be headed to the Great White Way. That's Broadway.
Yeah.
Another possibility is a Vegas show similar to Cirque du Soleil with tributes to the Beatles and Michael Jackson.
I never meant to call you.
Charles Kopelman, one of the two attorneys overseeing the entertainment assets of Prince's estate, he adds there is tons of unreleased music in Prince's vaults. He says, we're going to be having a good time. There is so much to be done with this estate. There are vaults full of unfinished music. Now, the only problem that I have is that I don't know that Prince would want this.
I'm with you.
And you know, this is where I wish there were family that could say he would not want this and it's not happening. Because when you get into that music that's in the vault, it's unfinished.
Right.
He wasn't ready for us to hear it. And I'm guilty. They released a Michael Jackson album after his death of unreleased, unfinished music.
And you loved that album.
I do. I do love it. But still, there's that argument that it didn't have Michael's final thumbprint on it.
Well, and
so even though I bought it and really enjoyed it, I felt guilty.
Yeah.
Part of it.
I actually have this in trending later today. They're already using some of his music. It's already out there in a certain capacity, and I will tell you how. A very famous person is already using it for something.
But you can't tell me on the air.
I'm teasing it for trending.
Oh, nice, nice.
It'll
see what you did there?
It'll be around 7:30. I'll tell you who and why.
I saw the Michael Jackson show. Loved it.
Oh, what was it called?
No, not this. You're not this, this is it.
But you're talking about the live performance.
Well, I saw him twice.
You're talking about the concert. Yeah, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
But I also saw the tribute to Elvis. This was in Vegas. Saw it twice. Fantastic.
Oh, but I obviously guess you think it's fantastic. Would the rest of us think it was fantastic?
Oh, no. Amy went three times. And she's not, I mean, just by virtue of being my kids, they became Elvis fans, kind of. But this show was incredible.
Nice.
I mean, the stuff that they did was just absolutely incredible. And I'm sorry that it's no longer happening. But if you're a Prince fan, get ready. You either go to Broadway or you go to Vegas.
5 seconds for $35.
Good job, Mikey. You're doing great here.
I pushed a button. It didn't play. I'm not a magician.
Really tight. Well done. I'm proud. Okay, 5 seconds for $5. Let's go to James. He's been on hold for 30 minutes. Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys.
I didn't ask you, what do you do for a living? Not that I care.
So I work maintenance at my church, and I also work with the youth here as well.
Well, that's very good. I didn't mean to be rude to you. Actually, I did mean but I'm apologizing now because, you know, you work at the church.
Okay. He doesn't mean the apology.
Married with kids, James?
Oh, go ahead.
Are you married with kids?
I am married. I don't have any kids yet.
Something wrong with your junk?
Oh, my God.
No, we're waiting. We're newlyweds. We've been married for a year now.
Oh, okay. How's it going? That first year can be tough, you know.
Oh, it was actually awesome. We communicate very well. I listened to Mark and Linda, and you always said communication. So we're really good at communicating. But you never know if you could get tired of me.
If you listened and enjoyed the Mark and Linda podcast, that means you're a pig.
True.
Yeah.
That was a disgusting show.
It was pretty vile.
This poor man works at a church.
Yeah, I actually love it. I had to stop listening for a little while, but I got the main, the communication.
Fully understand. You know, just when we thought we had gone too far, we just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the beauties of the show. Yeah, yeah. All right, James, I've got a question for you. You'll have 5 seconds to answer it. Is it $35? Right. Is that where we are?
It is $35.
All right, James, I wish you the very best of luck. Here we go.
Awesome.
What band changed their name from Earth to the title of a 1963 film starring Boris Karloff?
Five, oh, crap. Four, three, two, one. I'm just going to say R.E.M.
No, it was or is Black Sabbath.
Oh, cool.
So you see, you've learned something today, James.
Yes, I lost.
James,
I was going to quit my job.
How old are you?
I am 25 years old.
A young man.
You know, I am blown away by, because one of the concerns about classic rock is that most of the artists are dead, and the audience that enjoys it is getting older, and there's the thought that one day it'll just go away. But for the fact that so many people, how many times a week do I talk to somebody in their 20s?
A dozen.
So this is great. Look, my best friend Keith, his son came because we got along, and he came out to California to stay a week. And he's in bed, and I just was going to say goodnight, and he's got his headphones on. And he took them off to say goodnight. I said, what are you listening to? He says, all I ever listen to is The Doors.
Nice.
And he was 16.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah. James, thank you for listening. Good luck with your marriage. Is your wife hot?
Yes, she's very hot.
All right, tell her Mark said hey.
All right, will do.
Coming up, Redneck Word of the Day. That'll be at 20 minutes after 7. Yeah. Get your funk on. Now, our topic for today. What do you not have that most people do? Now, it could be something that you weren't born with. It could be something that you did or something that happened to you that's just so abnormal it hasn't happened to other people. 888, I've got one. I've got a story. 888-696-1003. We were talking about young people listening to classic rock. Let's go to Katie calling from L.A. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I am 35.
Okay. How can I help you on this fine Tuesday, Katie?
Well, immediately after you commented about that on the radio, Dirty Deeds came on, and my 8-year-old son sitting in the backseat, I was driving, he goes, hey, I know this song. And his favorite song is I Want to Rock and Roll All Night.
And he's
so
eight.
So I just wanted to let you know the youth is carrying on. It's not going to die.
Excellent. Katie, how long you been married?
I am single, actually.
So you had a child with no husband?
Yeah, I have 2 kids, actually. My daughter is 14 and my son is 8.
Now, are you living? Are you still involved with the guy?
Oh, no. No, no.
Is the same guy the father of both your kids?
No, I've been married twice.
Oh, what'd you do to screw it up?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no, no. It wasn't me. Trust me. I've just made some bad decisions.
Well, haven't we all?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I'm sure I'll make a few more. That's just life.
I like the way she thinks.
Hey, no matter what happens, enjoy your life while you can, Katie.
Oh, it's me and the kids, and we have the best time. So
super
I'm good with
good.
That.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye, guys.
All right, this is just bizarre. I'm the actress Selma Blair was removed from a flight on a stretcher yesterday. TMZ says the actress was on a flight from Cancun, Mexico to L.A., and she freaked out. After drinking wine she allegedly mixed with prescription medication, Selma, sitting in first class, began to cry and say, quote, he burns my private parts.
Oh my
he
God.
Won't let me eat or drink. He beats me. He's going to kill me. When the plane landed, she was rushed to the hospital.
What?
It's just, look, nobody knows what she was taking or doing, but when somebody gets stoned like that and starts saying bizarre things, which that is going to have to be checked out.
Well, of course, and that's the thing. In that case, are drugs a truth serum, or is she having some sort of hallucinogenic fit, though? I guess they'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, I had to Google her. I've obviously seen her before.
You've seen her 1,000 times.
Yeah, I just couldn't place her.
Well, the most recent thing, she played Kris Jenner in the O.J. Simpson miniseries.
Oh, well, she did very well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Coming up, Redneck Word of the Day. It's at 7:20.
It's time for the Redneck Word of the Day.
The word of the day is spearmint.
Billy Ray is doing some type of spearmint in school.
The word of the day is months. M-U-N-T-S.
It's been close to 4 months since I seen my stupid brother.
The word of the day is clinics.
Hey, you got any clinics so I can blow my nose?
I got it. It took me a second, but I got it.
Thank you, Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh.
That guy, out of redneck humor, I mean, I realize we got Ron White, who is hysterical, but for redneck humor, he is the king.
Yeah.
And we're quite literally ripping him off, but we're thanking him at the same time.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so the topic we have going today is what were you not born with that everybody else has? Or what happened to you that has happened to almost no one? I will share one of mine. In fact, I think this may be if I think about it. Here's mine that I don't know if anybody else can say.
Okay.
I had sex at NASA in Houston, Texas.
What?
We were doing the Adventures of Mark and Brian, and one of them was we went weightless in what they call the Vomit Comet. So we were at NASA shooting the television show. And I'm standing there in a blue astronaut jumper. And I've got a NASA badge right here. And then Mark, astronaut Mark. And there was a break in shooting. And I needed to go to the bathroom. So I went. Unbeknownst to me, Linda, who apparently has a thing for astronauts, followed me into the bathroom and did me in the stall. Now, I don't know how many people can say that. Probably very few. But I had sex at NASA.
How did she get your onesie off? Aren't you in like an astronaut onesie?
No, it's just a jumper, so it's got a zipper right in the front.
Oh, okay, I see.
Might I just say, quick and easy access, my friends.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Zip!
Yep.
You have one?
Yeah, well, maybe I didn't understand the topic. I thought it was, what do you not have that everyone else has?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So for until last year, for 10 years, I could say a credit card.
You could, what?
I didn't have a credit card for 11 years.
Wow. Now, how come?
Because I ran up so much debt in college because one day on campus, they were giving away free Slinkies with a MasterCard. And I said, Slinky! And I used, and this was a time where they gave a kid with no credit, no background, 18-year-old girl, a $25,000 limit. My mom, who's in the banking industry, freaked out that they gave this to me. So I used it. And I used all $25,000. I went on trips. I went to Greece. I paid for school. I did books. I did clothes. I did food. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. So I finally capped it off. I was paying crazy amounts of money. And I said, no more. And I, until that thing was paid off, I didn't even think about it. So last year, I got a credit card again, like a real person.
I will tell you the secret, and this is a lesson that I give all of my kids. The secret to credit cards is that you never put more on the credit card than you can pay off at the end of the month. The last thing you want to do is pay the recommended balance.
Yeah.
Because you are borrowing that money, whatever, how, let's say it's $2,000. You're borrowing $2,000, yep, in some cases at 30% interest.
Yeah.
The key for us is to pay the credit card off at the end of every single month.
Yeah. Now I know that. Mark, you know how a lot of psychiatrist kids are all screwed up and crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So my mom's in the financial industry.
Sure.
So I had no concept of how anything worked.
Wow.
Yeah, none. I learned as an adult how to do this.
Yeah, you would think she would have imparted some of that to you.
She probably tried.
All right. There is a controversial dating website that's been set up to help men find second wives. It already has 35,000 members. The man behind SecondWife.com says that the service promotes fidelity, morality, and old-fashioned family values. The 33-year-old says he believes in the service so much that he plans to select his next two wives from the company.
Wait, will you tell me one more time what he believes in?
He said he believes in the service so much that, yeah, he plans to select his next two wives from the company.
And you said traditional marriage, morality, and,
yeah,
and we're planning on after you're in, you have an infidelity issue or something and break up and start over again?
Yeah, and who is it that does this? What religious sect believes in this?
Oh, wait, are you talking about your second wife after you get divorced or your second wife in a collection of wives?
I think it's second and third wives.
Oh,
I mean,
are we talking like the Latter-day Saints?
Yeah,
a sect of Mormonism.
Yeah, good on you.
Now, Mark, is being married to one woman hard enough? Do you need a whole harem?
No.
Yeah. I don't think Linda would take too kindly to that either.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'll run it by her.
Yeah.
Please do it
on the air, yeah.
Well, I got to run it by her and then duck. Okay, since we're talking about dating, what is the best way to break the ice on a first date? Science suggests that it is a nice cocktail. Anthropologist Helen Fisher says that having a drink is the best option for an initial meetup since you focus on the person you're with more than some activity. And by having an adult beverage, you're going to end up being more social, talkative, and more open. She continues, it's a look-see. If the vibe is good, you can order another round. But if it's not, you politely exit the scene and pour another cold one at home to get over it. This makes a lot of sense to me.
Was this brought to us by the University of No S? Since the beginning of time.
The world is trending 24/7. Gina watches it for you.
Well, two Starbucks customers who say the company shortchanged customers by underfilling lattes may proceed with a lawsuit against the coffee giant. The plaintiffs may seek damages against Starbucks for fraud and false advertising. Mark, that's a latte people who have espressoed their anger at this company. But then again, maybe they're just venting. Hey, remember how I told you earlier a celebrity is already using Prince's music?
Right.
Well, Donatella Versace is making headlines after having used some never-before-released Prince songs at her latest fashion show in Milan. So that's where the first crop is popping up. And here's... Hold on, I gotta get my bells. And here's what's trending in sports. The worst-kept secret in sports broadcasting is now officially out. The LA Rams have announced that ESPN 710 AM is their flagship radio station. Start clapping. Is their flagship radio station, and 100.3 is the official FM home. So catch all the action of the Rams football right here. Maybe I'll get to meet Jared Goff. Congratulations to the Sound and the Rams. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, something about Ben Affleck that almost nobody knows. That's coming up at 7:35 in 5 Reasons Today Doesn't Suck. But first, Bob Seger. This is Mark in the Morning.
It is time now for 5 Reasons Today Doesn't Suck.
1.
Happy birthday. Ray Davies is 72. As lead singer and songwriter, he led the Kinks into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. You Really Got Me, the band's first U.S. hit in 64. 4 more made the top 10, including Lola, Come Dancing. These days, he works as a solo artist. And this is what I wanted to get to. He pronounces his last name as Davis, not Davies.
But it's spelled D-A-V-I-E-S?
Right.
Huh. All right.
But he says Davis.
All right.
2.
Look, you're my best friend, so don't take this the wrong way. In 20 years, if you're still living here, coming over to my house to watch the Patriots game, you're still working construction, I'll kill you. That's not a threat. What? That's a fact. I'll kill you.
I didn't know this. It was on this day back in 2004, Ben Affleck becomes California's state poker champion, winning $356,000 by besting a pro named Stan Goldstein in a round of no limit hold'em.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Well, you know, Jennifer,
you know, I'm a really, really good poker player, too, Mark. I'm on Celebrity Poker After Dark. I'm always at the casinos doing that, and I'm going to take that Affleck down. I'm going to take down Batman.
Jennifer, let me just say thank you for the low-cut shirts you wear during your poker tournaments.
I'm so glad you like them, Mark.
3.
It was on this day back in 1966. The Rolling Stones, preparing for an American tour, threatened to sue 14 New York hotels that refused to rent them rooms. Guys, what do you do? When you get in there, you throw furniture out the window. Somebody set a room on fire. You think a hotel is going to jump to let you get in there? They're not.
That's awesome.
4.
It was on this day in what year, Gina? Dr. Peter Goldmark of Columbia Records introduces the 33 and a third RPM long play record.
19. Sorry, Mikey and I are mouthing a year to each other back and forth. 1940.
1940.
Damn it, Mikey.
I was going to say 47, but you didn't let me finish. And
you mouth too slow.
And from the desk of Skeeter.
5.
Today is National Selfie Day.
Hold on.
She, Red, and I got on the couch and did a selfie.
Where is it?
She's going to post it.
On her Twitter?
Probably on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
Today is also Go Skateboarding Day. Peaches and Cream Day.
Ooh.
And Daylight Appreciation Day.
That makes sense. It's a long damn day again today.
All right, now, one of our topics that we have going is, what do you not have that most people don't? Or what happened to you that almost nobody else can say? I'm going to let Paul say this. Dig this. Paul, what can you say that not many other people can?
I was actually the first documented life after death. I was killed July 22nd, 1977. I was clocked dead for 48 minutes.
What?
Now, the concern that I would have there is was that long enough? I mean, your brain wasn't getting oxygen.
My brain waves had stopped for 48 clock minutes. I was actually dead closer to 2 hours because it took the people at the accident to realize I wasn't faking it.
What kind of accident did you have?
automobile accident. I was getting out of a car, and the driver thought it would be funny if he started the car moving while I was getting out. Please, go ahead.
So for 48 minutes, you're dead. What brought you back to life?
Well, a team of neurosurgeons take the credit for it, but my life after death experience tells me that it wasn't my time. God wasn't ready for me yet.
Now, we've seen a lot of these people who say they were dead for a certain amount of time and they saw things. Did you experience anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I experienced everything just like that. I believe I was in the presence of the Lord.
Wow.
Did you have a conversation? Or he just said it's not your time?
I don't know, Gina, if conversation is the word. There were certainly ideas that were exchanged.
Well, Paul, this story works with the chicks. Next time you're in a bar, just start telling the story.
Well, you know what would work even better, Mark, is a couple of tickets to a concert. Brian Adams, I heard, is coming into town.
Let us take a look into the booty box and see what we got, Paul. Thank you for calling. So if you have a story that you can say that not many people have, or if you were born without something that everybody else has, 888-696-1003. So we're asking the question, what were you born without that other people have? Or what story can you share that most nobody else can? Let's go to Scott calling from Encino. So, Scott, what have you done that most people haven't?
Good morning. I have been inside NORAD under Cheyenne Mountain, featured in War Games.
Oh, for those of you who don't know what NORAD is, it's the North American Aerospace Defense Command. So that's not nothing.
Correct. They did those tours only for a couple of years before that movie came out, and only for about a year after. So they stopped it about 30 years ago. But it was fascinating. And the most interesting thing I found about it was everything into there is under giant springs. So in the event that a bomb or something hit it, everything would just bounce.
Wow. Now, Mikey was telling me that the rumor is that NORAD stores alien spaceships in there. Did you see one?
No, I did not. I can't comment on that, no.
However, Scott, I don't know if they were doing it back then, but the first time I ever heard of NORAD is because NORAD is in charge of tracking Santa Claus on Christmas Eve.
That is correct.
Thank you.
So, Scott, how is it that you were allowed in there?
My dad pulled some strings. At the time, my dad was the hospital administrator for Children's Hospital, and he had helped finance some kind of surgery that one of the high-ranking officials there at the Air Force, his child had some kind of issue, and they got him whatever procedure that he needed. And he pulled a lot of strings. They had to do an extensive background check on my brother and I and my father.
Wow.
And we got in there. It was really fascinating.
Well, Scott, yours is pretty good, but mine's better. I got laid at NASA, dude.
I know, man. That's awesome.
Scott, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Go. No, not that. Hang on.
While you're doing whatever you're doing, can I read something?
Please.
I just got an email from listener Lynn, who says, please tell Gina that Latter-day Saints do not have multiple wives. Only excommunicated members do. They're no longer a part of the church and have gone off and done their own thing. Latter-day Saints follow the laws of the land, law-abiding citizens. Please have her correct that on the air. Now, it does say on Wikipedia that did come from the Latter-day Saints, but maybe they've changed their way since then.
We welcome a very funny gentleman, Kostaki Economopoulos. He has a podcast called Quick Snaps. Good morning, Kostaki.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Now, Kostaki is a comedian, but he also knows a lot about the NFL. And we announced today, Kostaki, that we are now the official Los Angeles Rams radio station. Rams football.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now,
I love that.
A couple of times I have made the comment. They, of course, drafted Jared Goff, so he's going to be their rookie.
Right.
But that the Rams are a run-first team with one of the best running backs in the NFL with Todd Gurley.
From the University of Georgia, where I went to school, I'm a big Gurley fan. I'm a Gurley man myself.
So, I mean, don't you think it makes sense if, in fact, they're going to start Jared Goff, which in my mind they have to, and not put the team on his shoulders, but make it a run-first team and let Gurley get out there and grind out the hard yards?
I love that idea. Let's do it. He's on one of my fantasy teams, that's for sure. I'm rooting for Gurley. I think Gurley makes it easy to name your fantasy football team this year. There's so many ways to play around with that because you got to have an adolescent fantasy football team name, right? That's how it works. You can go Gurley Man, Gurley Meets World, Gurley Drinks, Gurley Gone Wild, right? Gurley Power, Boys and Gurley. Gurley Just Want to Have Fun, right? Be My Gurley, Big Gurley Don't Cry. Brown Eyed Girly, Uptown Girly, Girly, You'll Be a Woman Soon, Fat Bottom Girly. There's so many ways to go here. Girly from Ipanema, I Kissed a Girly, I Liked It, you know.
That's great.
We're talking with Kostaki Economopoulos. He has a podcast on football, Quick Snaps. It's available at iTunes.com. Kostaki, what do you, I mean, with the Green Bay getting back Nelson, their superstar receiver, and you've always got Aaron Rodgers. Do you see them returning to form?
I would love to see that. I think that's a great team. You know, Aaron Rodgers to me is, I mean, I don't even, as an Atlanta Falcons fan, they beat us in the 1 year we were good in the playoffs recently, so it hurts my feelings. But he's good, and his line's good. He's got more time in the pocket than my high school condom. That's a long time. I was on the math team, so I might still have that thing. Yeah, I think they're good. And I think, you know, that running back who had a weight problem last year is kind of a funny story for me to follow as well, right? Eddie Lacy.
Yeah.
If there's a beast mode, Eddie Lacy last year was beast a la mode. So. I think he's working with the P90X guy this year, and I think that team's going to be in good shape. I think they're going to be fine.
Now, a lot of people are saying for the sleeper team, is this year is going to be Jacksonville. Are you buying that? And if not, who do you like?
I don't know if that'll happen, but I hope it does. Poor Jacksonville. I mean, they've had nothing to root for whatever it is, 25 years they've been a franchise. I think it would be great for them to be great. I don't know why they never brought in Tim Tebow, right? He's from there. He would sell out the stadium immediately. He'd be a national story. It's not like they've got some great thing going otherwise, but now Blake Bortles looks like he's the real deal. Sure, I'm rooting for Jacksonville. Why not?
I saw a special on Tim Tebow. I just find it disappointing that he is not in football.
I agree. He's such a compelling character. I mean, like him or not, he's fun to watch. He's a scrappy winner type, and he's this, you know, it's a fertile subject. On the other hand, he's good at broadcasting, so he's good at something that goes through the air after all. That's good.
We're talking to Kostaki Economopoulos. He has a podcast on iTunes called Quick Snaps. It's about football, but it's funny as well. Kostaki, please tell me about my Carolina Panthers. We're getting Kelvin Benjamin back.
I love Kelvin Benjamin. I think that's a good team. Again, as a Falcons fan, I don't want them to be good, but they're a force, man. I think Cam Newton's for real. He said he hasn't climaxed yet as a football player. I thought that was Tim Tebow's thing. The big question is, after Newton climaxes, does he dab? Is that what he does next? Or worse, does he go find a kid and give him a ball? Hello! I really do think the Panthers are great. I think they're going to be a playoff team for the next foreseeable future. So kudos to you, my friend.
Well, Kostaki, you are welcome in here anytime. Check out his podcast. If you enjoyed him today, that's primarily what you're going to get. You talk about football, but you're also very funny on it, right?
Thanks, man. I mean, that's the goal. Yeah, I've been a stand-up comic for 23 years. And it's funny because when I started, O.J. Simpson was the ubiquitous story that you couldn't avoid. And he's back this week. Did you see this story that he might take a paternity test to see if he's Khloe Kardashian's father?
Yeah, she asked for it, but then he declined it.
He said he might do it, but he requires her to come visit him, right? Ooh. I'm just glad the Kardashians are finally getting some press, those poor girls. He said he didn't do it. He's going to search now for the real father, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Kostaki, listen, I want to reserve the right to speak with you often, especially with, training camp coming up and football season. So let's just make it a pact that we will have you on the show more than not.
I love it. Sign me up.
Kostaki, the best to you, my friend. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. Panthers, girl. Mikey, you're having a stellar day.
Thank you.
No, he has a lot on his plate.
Dude, I was in 99-degree heat for 7 hours.
Yeah, okay, like look, oven. Here's what's going on for me. Gina told me that she wants to say something here.
Yeah.
And they've been whispering to each other. So I must have done something or said something that they're now going to play with. So,
No, honestly, I'm just baffled by you, Mark. Mm-hmm. You're just an unending ball of surprises. Let me get this straight. You can say this.
Kostaki Economopoulos.
But you can't say this?
Well, again, thank you. That was fun, and it's nice to kind of talk Sutham as these crazy things that happen.
You can say Kostaki Economopoulos whenever you want, but you can't say we're going to talk through some of these things?
Well, again, thank you. That was fun, and it's nice to kind of talk Sutham as these crazy things that happen. Kostaki Economopoulos.
That's it. Just baffled.
Kostaki Economopoulos. Hey, Gina.
Yeah.
Suthamacetes.
Happy Suthamacetes, Mark.
Happy Suthamacetes. All right, coming up, we've got Todd with sports. The Rams have named 100.3 The Sound their official radio station. Todd will have more details coming up.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
Sports with Todd is brought to you by our friends and buddies at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. So, Todd, the Dodgers win, the Angels lose.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, of course, last night we were so hoping for that Clayton Kershaw-Steven Strasburg matchup at Dodger Stadium. We didn't get it because Strasburg was scratched about 80 minutes before the game. He had an upper back strain. But, of course, Clayton Kershaw went out there. He pitched great, 7 innings, 6 hits he gave up, 1 run. He had 8 strikeouts, including striking Bryce Harper out 3 times.
Wow.
Kershaw is now 11-1 on the season, and Kenley Jansen got his 162nd save, which is now most in Dodger history. So the Dodgers win it 4-1. The Angels lost to the Astros 10-7 as the Astros banged out 3 home runs. You know, the Angels, let's see, are now 8 games below 500 and like about 12 games out of first place. And part of it's because the Rangers in their division are in a hot streak. They've won 7 in a row. Here's one for you. And I never heard Kobe complain about this, but we heard David Ortiz complain about it. He says he regrets making his decision to retire public at the beginning of the season because all of the attention when he goes to the ballparks and everybody has their farewell David Ortiz night is just overwhelming him. And he says it takes him, you know, because he's older, he's 40 years old, it takes him a while to get ready, and a lot of his preparation is being hurt because of all the overwhelming attention. Now, this is coming from the guy who leads the American League, I should say Major League Baseball right now, with extra base hits, 48, doubles, 29, and slugging percentage, .699. He ought to be overwhelmed more often with stats like that. Yeah. All right, now, I made the announcement yesterday afternoon right here on The Sound, 100.3, 125, Cynthia Fox. She handed off to me, and I made the announcement that the Rams have made The Sound, 100.3, the official FM station for Southern California. Yeah, carrying the games and everything else like that. And let me just say right now, too, that the Rams' chief operating officer, Mark, Kevin Demoff, will be on this program tomorrow nice. At this time. So we're going to yes. have him on here tomorrow at this time. And also, I'm sure you realize what it's going to eventually lead into. The Mark in the Morning will be called Rams Talk beginning in September. and we have a new theme song for Rams Talk. Go ahead, Mikey.
Job with that.
There you go. Yeah. And so, Mark, listen, I'm the assignment editor for the new Rams Talk station. Your first assignment is what is Todd Gurley like for breakfast? And Gina, I want you to do a story on Jared Goff, boxers or briefs. Okay,
no,
so it's as simple as that. So this is the things that this station is now going to come down to. But anyway, it's a great honor and a great thing for the Sound, as you know, Southern California is going to have NFL football for the first time since Christmas Eve 1994.
Oof.
So we look forward to that. Also, NFL note, kickoffs.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's good. No, bring it up, man. I like that. Kickoffs. You know, Mark, they want safety on kickoffs in the NFL. So
right.
This year, when the ball goes in the end zone on a touchback, it comes out to the 25-yard line. So they're trying to discourage players from running back out, because you start on the 25-yard line, that's not bad. But they also had a conference call with a lot of the special teams coaches yesterday, and there's no new rules this year, but they are starting to think about new rules for kickoffs, like get this one, possibly next year, that there's no running starts on the kickoffs. You have to start stationary. You're just stationary, and then when the ball is kicked, you start running. Ooh. You don't get the head start running up. Reduce the violent collisions. So what do you think?
I mean, when you look at it, kickoffs, the guy, you've got a defense, the kicking team has a full head of steam coming down that field, and y'all run into each other, and obviously that's where injuries occur.
Yeah, and especially the head injuries, the trauma,
but Todd,
the concussions.
I got to say, one of the great changes is the extra point.
Yep. That has been, I mean, when we documented last year how many games were decided, and the other thing it's great for is gambling. I mean, you know, it really is, because the point spreads are now so wild, because you just don't know what's going to happen with the point spreads, because, you know, it's a 1 point is not it's not automatic, and sometimes they go for 2-point conversions because it might be easier at the time. So it really has changed things for fans who like to gamble on point spreads. Not like me. Anyway, let's go to the NBA. Hey, the draft is Thursday. Don't forget, the draft is Thursday, and the Lakers have the second pick, and the Cavs parade, that'll be tomorrow. And, Mark, they're calling it the biggest regular season game in WNBA history tonight at Staples Center. The Sparks are 11-0. They are hosting the Minnesota Lynx, who are 12-0. So
wow.
A combined record of 23-0 tonight at the Staples Center.
Right.
And if that's not good enough, L.A. travels to Minnesota, and the same two teams will play on Friday. So it's kind of like a two-game series this week. So all you women basketball freaks and nuts out there, it's a great time for the WNBA and the L.A. Sparks. Hey, that does it for sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Enormous selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Go see my friends Joe Caso and Bob Corson. Mention the Sound and see what they do for you.
Coming up, Chick on the Street continues with the fastest fast food. Today, she visits Burger King. She's ordering the breakfast sandwich, and they hit the clock to see how long it takes. Jack in the Box yesterday was 4 minutes and something.
Yeah, it was almost 5 minutes.
4:04.
Yeah. But they had a car in front of them, but that's when the count starts. Yeah.
So we'll find out how fast Burger King is with their breakfast sandwich. This is happening at 20 minutes after 8.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Now, all week long, we're doing the fastest fast food. Yesterday, Chick on the Street was at Jack. She ordered their breakfast sandwich, and it was 4 minutes and 4 seconds from ordering it until they showed up with the sandwich. Katie, where are you today?
I am at Burger King, and we just pulled up. The whole experience seems faster this time. Should I order?
Oh, please.
You pulled a little bit too far. Hi, your voice is on the air. I'm from Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. My name's Katie. I'd like to place a breakfast order.
Okay.
Can I have a croissant sandwich?
Would you like the meal?
Yes, please. And with the meal, can I have a smooth roast coffee, please?
Okay, do you want to have regular coffee? Is that okay?
I guess that'll have to do, won't it?
Okay,
that'll do me.
Okay, it's going to be 5:33. Thank you, drive to the window.
Okay, thanks. See you there.
All right, so we're going to do...
Oh, you're in reverse. I'm like hanging out the window as we turn the corner.
All right, so we'll do some content, Katie. When you get up to the window, let me know.
Okay, well, we're pulling up pretty quick here.
And nobody's in front of them.
There's nobody here today. This is already much quicker than yesterday. I'm already... Is that a clock?
Yeah, we have a clock going under you.
That makes me even more nervous. Hello. Good morning. Your voice is on the air. I'm on a radio show, but it's no big deal. It's great. How are you this morning? Good. Okay. Oh, she said hold on. Oh, no, no.
Oh, they're getting
Come on, we're being timed. Come on, Carla. Here we go, Carla.
Help us help you, Carla.
Carla looks like she's calling somebody. Carla.
Oh, because you're on the radio?
This was going so well,
Just
guys.
Bring the croissant sandwich.
Hey,
here comes
she doesn't
woman.
Know that. Hey, listen, if she wants to burn clock, talking to a manager.
Okay, we're at 1 minute. 5:33. It's a bargain. Can we have a receipt this time? Yesterday we went to another fast food place and they didn't give us a receipt. It was awful. It was terrible. They can't do that, right? Just a few. Yeah, thank you so much.
What'd she ask you for?
If I wanted cream and sugar, they have an icy machine, but I don't see blue flavor. So
Gina,
lose.
This girl put so much sugar and cream
Listen,
in her coffee that's a milkshake.
Why are you judging
that's
my
not
coffee?
Even coffee?
Why are you judging what I do? I mean, I just got to have the flavor.
Just
I
eat
need
a,
it in my life.
Eat a Werther's original instead.
I don't understand what she's doing. Just grab a napkin, put it in the... Here we go. All right. No ketchup. I'm all set. Thank you so much. This was a wonderful experience. Thank you. All right. Moving away. A minute 49. This was way faster. A minute and 49.
Wow.
Now, Mikey, you ate the breakfast sandwich yesterday from Jack in the Box, right?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
Really?
But I ate it. But yeah, no.
How'd you feel 20 minutes later?
My stomach hurt a little bit, but it passed. So
literally.
Did we get the coffee? Oh, okay. Sorry. Just making sure. Hey, McDonald's. I already got Burger King. I'm good. No, yeah, Burger King. That's what I got.
All right. So tomorrow, Katie, we'll continue this. So now, clearly, Burger King is in the running. So, Katie, you're not going to eat that sandwich. So bring it back here for Mikey so he can compare it to yesterday's Jack's.
Okay. I already ate half the hash browns, though, so I hope that's not an issue.
No, that's fine. You can finish the hash brown. I just want the sandwich.
Okay, great. We're good then.
Cool.
Talk to you soon, Katie.
Chick on the street. Checking out.
So Donald Trump may be known for his money, but it turns out that the reality TV tycoon turned presidential candidate is seriously hurting for campaign funds. According to reports, Trump began June with only $1.3 million in funds for his campaign, which is the worst financial disadvantage of any major party presidential nominee in history. By comparison, Hillary raised $28 million in May alone, putting Trump's $41 million behind her in total campaign funds, according to reports filed by the FCC. Trump isn't only trailing with finances. He lacks staff. He has a staff of 70 people, while Hillary has 700.
Ooh, that's a lot of people. But didn't he say he was going to finance his campaign all with personal money? So he shouldn't have much in the till if he's paying for everything.
His son was on Good Morning America this morning and was completely saying, my father has already spent $50 million of his own money.
Yeah.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but in the presidential race, when you get down to, say, the beginning of fall and you've got to start running all your ads, $50 million is not even going to start it.
Oh, that's true. But he does get a lot of free press. He's too fun. We can't stop talking about him.
And people accuse us of making fun of him. We don't. All we do is play you the words that he says. And that's it.
It's great.
We've never taken an opinion. Yeah. We've never kind of... Because, look, in broadcast and what we do, taking sides. I've always questioned actors who come out. And they've got a fan base they got to worry about. So they come out with their choice for president. Well, what if their fan base disagrees with that and they're not going to buy any more movie tickets?
Mm.
So for us, it's really polarizing to choose a side.
And not only do we not make fun of him, we just had him on last week to talk about his birthday party.
That's right. Yeah. Sure did. Hang on.
You may ask me how I know.
Sweet Lord Baby Jesus. I don't ask for much. But I'm not kidding here. I really, really need Charlie Sheen to be Mr. Trump's running mate. It would be the we wouldn't have to write any comedy bits. We wouldn't have to. We just play their quotes. please hear me in my prayer. Donald Trump, running mate Charlie Sheen. And I now am going to do my Charlie Sheen impression.
Yes.
Every time I do this, Mikey laughs. Here we go. Winning.
It's amazing.
Here's the problem with that. It's so good, nobody's going to believe that you just did that, that you didn't just push a button. Mikey, do you have?
Yeah,
do you
I have.
Okay, this is real Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
Winning.
And this is Mark.
Winning.
It's your greatest. It's your greatest skill yet.
As you would say, Gina, it's my superpower.
It is.
All right. For no other reason than I just want to see it and hear it. Gina is about to trend, and she's going to do it with a mouth full of salad. Now, we're also on Facebook Live, so if you want to watch this happen.
Why would you do that? Yeah.
Gina, I need you to really pack it in.
Have we met? You know the cheeks expand 20 times their normal size.
All right, start loading. And then when you're ready, give me a thumb.
I'm going to spit.
When you're ready, give me a thumb, and I'll start the trending music. Get a bunch in there.
I want to throw up.
That's not enough.
All right,
gets more. I mean,
you
got to pack
delicious.
It.
Delicious. It's just the quantity is a problem.
And stop chewing until now you got to put more in. Gina, you're chewing.
Okay.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grad.
Donald Trump says he's going to win the general election one way or the other, whether he has the support of Republicans or not.
Put more in.
Summer arrived in style with a rare strawberry moon that illuminated the sky Monday night. The strawberry name come from the Algonquin Indians that refer to the relatively short season for the harvesting fruit. Hey, speaking of which, this strawberry-filled salad from Sioux Plantation that I'm eating right now is awesome. Discover the grilled steakhouse salad now at Sioux Plantation. Dinner only at Sioux Plantation. Discover the grilled steak. Oh, I said that twice. The LA Rams issued a press statement, so it's official. You'll hear the Rams game on 100.3 The Sound this fall, along with ESPN 710 AM. That's right. Jared Goff and Todd Gurley found on the Sound. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we speak to musicologist Richard Brown about the craziness of this Led Zeppelin trial. I am loving the Sioux Plantation, by the way. It is delicious. Get the steakhouse salad. But first, Van Halen, this is Mark in the Morning. Nom, 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 nom.
An Arkansas man who was facing an indecent exposure charge added to his legal problems when he stripped naked, ran into a crowded courtroom, and shouted, "Court is back in session." Thomas was grabbed by officers and whisked away to a holding cell where he was heard laughing and telling another inmate, quote, "I told you I would do that."
How
do you think that's going to go well?
Hey, man, usually these guys run around naked and they disrupt everyone, but they don't have a catchphrase. This one was good. Hey, everybody, court's back in session.
Yeah, but after you're sitting in prison for 6 months, does it seem like a good idea?
It wouldn't to me, no.
Billy Crystal was once asked if he was the class clown in high school.
Yeah.
And he said, no, the class clown is a guy who would put Band-Aids on his nipples, take off his clothes, and run across the football field on a high school football night. I was the class comedian. I'm the one that talked him into doing it.
I love that.
Yeah, I dug it too. Now, one of the things that I love about the NFL is that when you're a rookie, they're kids. They still like to play because they'll take a rookie and duct tape him to the goalpost or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is a unique original take. The Minnesota Vikings rookie wide receiver Laquan Treadwell, the team's first round pick, was the victim of one of the best sports pranks we've seen. When teammates learned that Laquan had a birthday coming up, the team bought 60,000 packs of fruit snacks, $10,000 worth and jammed them into Laquan's SUV.
Oh, that's no, in the heat with the sticky and the sugar and the carpenter ants, that's the worst.
All right, we are now joined by Richard Brown. He is a forensic musicologist. Richard, what does that mean?
Well, it's kind of a term taken from, you know, actual forensics. We dig into the music. We try to find evidence to testify in court as to the validity of some of these claims. And some of them can be kind of outrageous, and they can have two extreme examples, just like the case in court right now.
Now, you have consulted on many cases involving infringement, have you not?
Yes.
Now, with this case of Spirit claiming that Led Zeppelin ripped off at least the beginning of their song, you've heard these comparisons. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's just like any other case. If you look at, say, someone looking at gunpowder residue in a murder trial, you're going to have expert witness testimony on both sides trying to argue for the extreme. One's going to say, isn't this so obvious? This is so clearly plagiarism. The other side is going to say the exact opposite and leave it up to the jurors to decide. I think they have a good case. I see some substantial similarities here, which is the kind of litmus test that you have for these types of cases. But on the other side, you know, there are a lot of comparisons that the defense is making as well to the other types of prior art that are around as well. So,
Dr. Richard Brown, a.k.a.
Yes.
Richie. Hi. didn't you say there are even comparisons to songs like from Mary Poppins?
Yes, actually, Jimmy Page was on stand, and he compared it to Chim Chimmeree from Mary Poppins.
What?
I don't know. I don't see the comparison, but it's a typical defense strategy in these cases in which you try to, the forensic musicologist or the expert witness, actually just try to confuse the jury by making so many examples and getting incredibly technical. It's pretty easy for a musicologist to kind of, you know, get up to gear and talk about as many tiny little examples or comparisons that we can have, use all sorts of music analysis, a lot of charts and things on the board, and then to make as many comparisons and say, look, this music is everywhere. We can take it from anything. It's one of the building blocks of music, and therefore it's not plagiarism. That strategy is kind of self-defeating, though, actually. Rolling Stone pointed out that it may have backfired because it may have said that, look, this perhaps could open up to all sorts of other lawsuits. Maybe the Joe Biba estate could sue for My Funny Valentine, or excuse me, for Alan Sensitive, or Roger and Hart could sue for My Funny Valentine.
Okay.
So it's kind of an interesting case, yeah.
We're speaking with Dr. Richard Brown. He is a forensic musicologist. One more question, and this seems like a big victory for the defense. The judge would not allow the actual recordings to be played to the jury. Instead, they're played on a piano?
Yeah, and this is the really funny side of this. I like to say that these recordings in particular are in kind of a purgatory land, if you will. The Copyright Act, the one that came out in 1976, did not retroactively enforce this new type of copyright on the actual sound recording. So the only thing that can be played in court is the actual sheet music that the artist or the publisher submitted to the Copyright Office. So if they didn't write it down in notes and submit it to the office, it's not testifiable evidence. You can't play it in court. So it was the same thing in the Blurred Lines case. Nobody could actually listen to the music in court. They can only listen to the music that was written down and submitted to the Copyright Office. It's an outdated law, and it's created a lot of problems in cases like this.
Dr. Brown, would love to speak with you at the termination of this trial.
That would be wonderful.
Dr. Brown, for information on Dr. Richard Brown, go to musicforensics.com. Thank you so much for your time.
You're certainly welcome.
Okay, so we're going to do a round of how did this happen? A British man, 65-year-old Brian Phillips, was in his kitchen carving turkey when lightning struck his home and threw him across the room.
Oh.
He was not hurt. Lightning struck him, threw him across the room, but he wasn't hurt at all. How could this be? Because people die from lightning strikes.
Yeah, yeah, it stops your heart. He was not hurt at all?
Mm-mm.
I don't know enough about electrical conduction, but let's say he was wearing an armored suit?
Use your Back to the Future
knowledge. He was holding a flux capacitor?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know. How is that possible? He got struck by lightning in his house and he wasn't hurt?
Right.
I'm out of ideas. That's insane. That couldn't be.
Anything, Mikey?
I know during...
Wait, Mikey.
Okay.
If you think you know how this happened, call us, 888-696-1003, because I can't figure it out. Sorry, go.
I know that during a lightning storm or tornado, you're supposed to go into your bathtub, right? So maybe he was in the tub, and it hit him, and he flew, and something with the water and the grounding.
Excuse me, idiot man.
Yeah.
I clearly said he was standing in his kitchen carving turkey.
Oh, carving turkey. The turkey...
Do you listen when I talk at all?
No, not at all. No.
Understood.
I do the same you do with me. The turkey has electrical negative electrons, and so he didn't get the pulse in him, but it shot him back.
Mark, we have full phones.
That's nuts. All right, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and play the song. And then we'll come back and take some of these calls. Because once again, a British man, 65-year-old Brian Phillips, was standing in his kitchen carving a turkey, which obviously Mikey wasn't listening to, when lightning struck the man and threw him across the room. He wasn't hurt. How could that be? 888-696-1003. All right, if you just joined us, it's how could this have happened? Here's the story. Sorry, wrong story. That's about a five-year-old. That's not what we're doing
totally
here.
Totally different.
A British man, 65-year-old Brian Phillips, was in his kitchen carving turkey when lightning struck his house and him, throwing him across the room. Miraculously, he wasn't hurt. How could this be? Let's go to Dana. Good morning, Dana.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're just doing a radio show.
Well, I know. You got actually. I have two reasons: either the cow and the catapult.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that was me.
But, he was referring to. Hang on, Dana. He was referring to the first time we did this. A cow went crashing through somebody's roof. How could that happen? And for an hour, people called up with the funniest, dumbest reasons. So that's what he was referring
Dana's
to.
Was
okay,
the best.
Dana. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. Honestly, as far as electricity works, it might have hit an antenna or his power on the outside and traveled through the electric cutter that he was using and threw him that way. I've had lightning land next to me twice within about 20 feet, and it threw me like 15 feet.
Wow.
Twice.
So he's saying
it
basically went through the turkey carver and not directly to him.
Right. And,
okay.
And why he didn't get hurt was he was not grounded.
Okay. I like your answer that there's a lot involved there. That is not it.
Oh, okay.
But thank you, Dana. Let's go to Richard. Richard, how do you think this happened?
Hi, Mark. I think it happened because the electricity blasted through his body so quickly and just blew him across the other side of the room.
But he wasn't injured at all by the lightning.
Right. It may have passed right through him so quickly is what I'm thinking.
Hmm.
And he landed on a pile of mattresses?
Richard, I'm sorry, that is not the answer. Let's go to Miles on line two. Miles, how do you think this could have happened?
I think the dog was involved, and the dog was named Lightning.
Oh, he thinks it's a pun, that a dog named Lightning hit him, and he was not injured.
Yeah, no, this was actual... lightning, Miles.
I like the way you think, Miles.
Yeah, actual lightning, so that's not going to be it.
Okay, could I say one thing real quick?
Of course.
On Father's Day, I didn't get a chance to say this, that I told my kids that they had good news and they had bad news. I said the good news is there's no more spanking because they're in their teens. Bad news is we fight.
The bad news is what?
We fight.
They fight.
In other words, we go outside and fight.
Oh, okay.
Fisticuffs.
You're a fine father, Miles. Appreciate you sharing that. That's strong stuff. All right. So once again, because I see it on the screen, a British man, 65-year-old Brian Phillips, was in the kitchen carving turkey when lightning struck his house and him. It threw him across the room. He wasn't hurt. How could that be? Let's go to Steve. Steve, what do you think it is?
Hey, love you guys. Thanks. You make my morning drive worthwhile.
Thank you, Steve.
I think he was either wearing one of those rubber carving gloves or wearing an ugly old pair of Crocs.
Oh, because the rubber stops the lightning, question
exactly.
mark?
Okay. Okay. Jackie, engage Christy as well, along with Steve. Christy, say what you think it was.
Well, the same thing. I thought maybe he was wearing rubber gloves or rubber sandals, something that took the impact of the lightning.
He was wearing slippers made of rubber.
Hey!
No way.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
is believed that the rubber soles on his slippers kept the man from being grounded and actually saved his life.
Wow.
Not nuts. Do we have anything in the booty box for Steve and Christy?
We got to give him a little something for getting the right answer, being smarter than all of us put together.
So, Christy, you married?
Thank you.
Christy, you married?
Boyfriend.
How long you had him?
Oh, gosh, let's see. It's been, I think, a couple years now.
Holy crap. Steve, are you married?
I am.
You want to have an affair with Christy?
Hey, rubber keeps a lot of things from happening, right?
Wow, well done.
Let's find out what is trending currently. Here's Gina Grant.
Well, in honor of the victims of the Orlando, Florida shooting at gay nightclub Pulse in the early hours of June 12th, dozens of performers like Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda, Kristen Bell, Carole King, Matthew Broderick, they all joined together to sing Burt Bacharach and Hal David's What the World Needs Now is Love. Here's a sample of that.
What the
So we actually do have the entire thing posted at Mark in the Morning Facebook. It's really beautiful and a nice tribute. Filmmaker J.J. Abrams is adapting a new book about Michael Jackson for the television with TV and radio host Tavis Smiley, who co-authored the book. The book called Before You Judge Me, The Triumph and Tragedy of Michael Jackson's Last Days. That's what it's called. It's being described as a novelistic take on the pop star's final months. Now, I literally just now had to add an addendum to the Michael Jackson talk because Esquire and some other sources online are now coming out with some newly obtained reports. I got this one from Esquire and Radar Online. Here's what it says. I'm just going to read it verbatim. Newly obtained reports from the 2003 child molestation investigation of Michael Jackson reveal that the late pop star had stockpiled gruesome underage pornography on his Neverland ranch. During a police raid in November 2003, his California home was reportedly found with porn that included lots of things, let's put it that way, along with drugs to treat sex addiction, with multiple prescriptions written by a variety of physicians, again, according to documents obtained by Radar. So this thing just got a lot more gruesome. And as, you know, Mark and Mikey and I were just discussing off the air, this is the first I'm hearing of it, you know, where there was all these charges and then he basically had his name completely cleared and here we go again.
Yeah, I was absolutely convinced, and I heard Mikey saying this exact same thing, that he made some bad decisions by letting children sleep in his bed with him, but there was no sex involved. And I'm going to need this to become fact that they found all this evidence.
Yeah, that's why I tried to find as many sources as I could. You know, Radar, Esquire, fairly reputable, but this is hot off the press, so we'll definitely need to do a little more digging. But the plot thickens, unfortunately, for everyone involved. Finally, Roger Daltrey will be honored in November for his contribution to music and his charitable work on behalf of the Teenage Cancer Trust. He'll receive the 25th Music Industry Trust Awards on November 7th in London. Daltrey says, quote, "It's great to be honored by my friends and colleagues in the music industry. Previous recipients include Simon Cowell, Elton John, Jules Holland, and Annie Lennox." So decent crowd to be in with.
I love Annie Lennox. She never tours because I think she gets nervous or whatever. But God, I love her solo stuff.
What's your favorite Annie Lennox song or Eurythmics song?
Probably her remake of Walk on Water.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say the sexiest, rockinest, hottest song from her that I love is Missionary Man.
Don't know that I'll have to look it up.
Mike, Mikey, can you find it in half a millisecond?
Yeah, keep talking.
You know, and I'll tell you, actually, the first time I ever heard it, because how could I have heard it anywhere else? I was a big Annie Lennox fan. I love, you know, Why and Walking on Broken Glass with Hugh Laurie in the video. And the first time I hit it, Mikey. The first time I saw anyone perform the song or heard it, a drag queen was doing it on campus in at the University of Kansas, and it was enthralling. Big white wedding dress, dancing around, doing all this, you know, performance art stuff. And when the song kicks in, rips off the dress and is in a black cat suit.
Sinner, I was born from original sin. And if I had a dollar bill for all the things I've done, there'd be a mountain.
Hey! I have never heard this.
Oh, you'll love it. Listen to the whole song. Google it. It's a great one. So anyway, that's my pick for today. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Heart.
That wraps it for our Tuesday. We exit, but Uncle Joe is in the room for 10 at 10.
Nope, I got one more day of vacation, and then I'm back tomorrow. The South's 10 at 10, supported by Salino and Barnes. Injured? Get immediate help. Call Salino and Barnes Injury Attorneys at 800-888-8888. That's 800-888-8888. Mark, it was the year that Richard Nixon... No. I don't know. It was 1975. I wasn't alive.
Before your time, Mikey.
I don't know what happened in 75. Back to you, Mark.
I just love the fact you bailed on it.
Yeah, I love the fact that you tried to do it on the fly.
Tomorrow, we've got Chick on the Street back for fastest fast food. So far, Jax is getting slaughtered. They were 4 minutes and 4 seconds. Burger King was like a little over a minute today. And so tomorrow, I think she's going to McDonald's, so we'll get that. Plus, 5 seconds for $40.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cash. Everybody's talking about it.
Mikey.
Here is Foreigners, Urgent, on Mark in the Morning.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.